Kuatrika Corridor Improvement District was established in 2012 as a special ratings area to serve the area on and around Kuatrika Road in Bellville and Paro. And as a non-profit company, the VRCID, which stands for the Kuatrika Corridor Improvement District, provides supplementary services to the local authority services and works closely alongside them in areas such as cleaning, social development, and also improving the public spaces. And therefore, joining us on the line to tell us a little bit more about all of this is Wilma Pick, the social development manager at the VRCID. And she's going to be speaking to us a little bit more about the Clean Needle Project, also known as the Step Up Project, which is in partnership with the TB Care organization that's going to be telling us a little bit more about that. So good afternoon, Wilma. How are we today?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you. Had a lovely weekend and looking forward to the week.
Definitely. And we're in the new month also. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to all of this. And also, as your organization are doing great work within the public service and also around community and uplifting community. So based on that, let's first start off with what the Needle Project is all about.
Okay, so actually it is not referred to as the Needle. You know, we talk about the Clean Needle Project, but you know, the TB HIV Care organization refers to this program as the Step Up program. And there's quite a few things that they do, but you know, the aspect of that program that we deal with a lot is that we do have quite a few drug injectors in the Bellville area, the Bellville CBD. And this Step Up program actually provides services to them to prevent the spread of HIV and TB through used needles. So what we often find is that drug injectors will share needles, and that is one of the ways that TB and HIV spread the most in the world. So by providing all the drug users with clean needles, so that they can use a clean needle every time that they inject, they actually prevent TB and HIV. They come for weekly medical assessments. They get tested for TB and HIV on a regular basis, I think a monthly or a weekly basis as well. And as soon as I pick up that the users do have any of these illnesses, I refer them immediately for the necessary medical care.
Wilma, and as drug abuse and illicit trafficking was celebrated on the 26th of June, like what involvement did the Kuatrika Corridor Improvement District have? Like what initiated the partnership with TB HIV Care?
So what initiated the partnership is that I think about 8 years ago, you know, we are celebrating our 10th year anniversary this month, July. And so 8 years ago, TB HIV Care started with the Step Up program in the Bellville area because their research did show that we have quite a big population of drug injectors in Bellville. And then, of course, you know, when you are not well informed about the content of the program and the goal of the program, many people initially are very resistant to this because some people feel that by giving clean needles to drug users, you're actually telling them it's okay to use drugs and that we are quite fine with it. And this is not what we are trying to say with this program. We are trying to say that we are helping you to also be as healthy as possible. And by doing that, we also hope that we can help you to start believing again and having hope again in life, and that you can lead a normal life and a substance-free life. So, you know, we, of course, from the social development side of the VRC, really had to do a lot of advocating and informing people with TB-HIV care in our area why we have this program and why we need to support it and, you know, cooperate as far as possible.
And you're still tuned in to Sakisi's We're Building the Nation Bodinasi. We are speaking to Wilma Pick, the Social Development Manager at VRCID. And she's just been telling us a little bit more about the Step Up project that is in partnership with the TBK-HIV. So, Wilma, I hear clearly what you are saying. And as we all know, drug abuse is a huge problem in our country. And also, illegit trafficking is also not too far off that scale. Like, based on what you stated, this is an initiative which basically tend to provide safety, and you touch on this, like people would ask, why are you distributing needles? Isn't that a way of increasing and supporting the habit instead of gaining the excess when it comes to rehabilitation?
Yeah, I think that is definitely, you know, how many people do feel and think. And, you know, when we address a substance use disorder, there are, you know, the traditional way which sustains total abstinence. And that is the way most of us believe is the right way. But with drug injection, especially with our heroin users, it is very difficult to just cease using. And research over the world has found that the harm reduction approach, of which Step Up is part, it's a harm reduction program, is much more successful in addressing all the other things surrounding drug use than the total abstinence. You know, when you use heroin, I have been told that it is horrific, the withdrawal symptoms you have by just stopping, and it's really a difficult drug to kick. So with harm reduction, it doesn't seem so totally out of the, you know, of your reality that you can lead a normal life again. So we have seen in our area, you know, we work very closely with the Belvelhaven and with MES and Sanka and Salt and Bowl. And we have really seen that through this harm reduction approach, we do get people that would have previously never even think of addressing some of the issues in their life, of which drug use is one. But the other things surrounding that, and by surrounding the other issues, you know, the drug abuse becomes more, you know, they can cope with it better. They start using less, maybe. They start going on the opiate replacement therapy program, where they don't have to use a drug, but they use a medicine called methadone to help them with withdrawal and all of that. So, you know, if you want to read up, I want to really motivate the listeners to also, in Portugal, they have a very successful program through this harm reduction approach. So we really believe, in terms of our heroin addiction guys, this is the best process to follow.
And Wilma, as you are only just a partner of the project, it's not initially your whole project, but you came on board to support the cause of what TBK-HIV is doing. So what would you say from your side of the organization, VRCID, like what is the main aim that you as an organization want to achieve or intend to gain through this whole project?
So from our side, remember that our main client, if I can put it like that, is the business owners and the property owners in our area. So many of them will call us and say, you know, these people shooting up in front of our businesses, please come and remove them. These medical issues that we have to assist people with. So by partnering with TB-HIV care, we are able to provide an alternative for our drug injecting users DBHIV Care also provides containers where the guys who's using the needles can put it in, and then they must return it before they get new clean needles. So they also help us with cleaning teams to clean the parks and all of that if there are needles lying around. And they are really also, the people who's part of the Step Up program really get motivated, and they even sometimes themselves go and clean the parks, because we don't want needles lying around and infecting or hurting other people. So by partnering with TB-HIV Care, we are not eradicating it. We're not saying that at all, but we are saying that we are reducing the harm. And we hope that in the future, maybe we could even have a safe injecting site where we can actually refer the drug users to rather go and use there where it's secure and safe. There's no criminality factor surrounding it. And in the process, we also get them off the strips and the, you know, in front of the businesses. And we also, you know, really contributing to the cleanliness of the area. So that is why we feel it's very important to partner with TB-HIV Care.
But doesn't that necessarily encourage the use of more people basically turning to drugs, because now they can find safe care needles? Because at the end of the day, the main reason I would assume is to prevent HIV or any transmitted diseases, from getting any transmitted diseases. So, but yeah, the needles are being provided. So doesn't that mean there's going to be an increase in substance abuse?
No, you know what, I think the first prize for me is still that you know, preventing drug use is always the first prize. But the reality is that once you are using heroin, whether you have a clean needle or not, you're still going to use. So, and that is why we say it is harm reduction. So we are trying to at least make sure that the harm that is there is reduced. So we are definitely not saying come and use and it's free and it's that. Remember, by creating a space where we can say go to a safe injecting site, that also gives the people immediate access to counseling, to medical tests, to replacement therapy. So, you know, it actually helps us to address the problem in a wiser and a way. But it is definitely not to say come and use and we motivate you to come. You know, if you speak to any heroin user, you know, I have not spoken to one that said to me, oh, it is wonderful to use heroin. They will tell you that once you use it, you feel very wonderful for a short time. But those who try to get out of it really struggle, because it is not easy to get out of it with total abstinence. And that is why, you know, referring them to these kind of services has proven, and it has been proven with research as well, that it is much more effective than just telling them, you know, stop totally. And they will probably say, yes, I want to stop totally and I'm going to. But because it's so difficult, they just cannot do it on their own, and they need these kinds of programs to assist them.
And currently, what challenges have you encountered, or obstacles or roadblocks have you encountered in order for this project to be successful?
You know, I think it's still the criminalization of the drug user. You know, and the fact that our neighborhood watches, our law enforcement entities, and our police often don't understand what this program entails. So what you will find, for instance, that if a drug user is arrested because there's needles found on him, then they will just discard the needles wherever they go, because they know they're going to get arrested for having needles on them. So we have really, you know, tried to advocate with TB-HIV Care, creating opportunities where they can speak to these authorities and explain to them what it is about. And, you know, from a SIT perspective, because we also have a very strong security goal and we provide top-up security services, you know, obviously we would love the people who's distributing the drugs to be arrested, you know, and not necessarily the drug pushers. They are also part of it, but they are also mostly used in trafficked situations. But the guys who's really in charge of these networks who provide drugs, we feel are actually the ones who should be arrested and criminalized. But we have found that to criminalize the drug user is definitely not going to rehabilitate it.
And I agree fully with you, because it needs to be cut at the higher of the chain in order for things to be resolved. So thank you very much, Wilma, for taking the time to speak to us today and to tell us a little bit more about the Step Up project. So if people have further information or want to know a little bit more, how do they make contact?
You know, they're always welcome to access our website. It is www.vrcid.co.za. And then TBH Over Care also has a website, www.tbhivcare.org. And there they will be able to read about the content of the programs. We recently had a blog post posted on the website as well with a bit more information of the Step Up program, or like we refer to it, the Clean It Up project, which it's actually not. It is the Step Up program.
Excellent stuff. So are there any additional words in closing?
No, you know, I think if we think of the day we celebrate, the drug day on the 26th of June that we celebrate it, celebrate doesn't sound like a very good word for me, because it's actually a very sad occasion. And I think that we really need to work very hard to enhance our families, to strengthen our families, to prevent trauma, because we have found that many of our drug users started using because of severe trauma that they suffered from. So if we can all stand together and work on a preventative and a preservation, orientation rather than a criminalization orientation, I think we're going to be able to prevent a lot more of the drug use.
Thank you very much, Wilma, for taking the time. And just lastly, just before we go, this project, will it be a sustainable project or is it just for a short term?
Yeah, well, it has been in our area since 8 years back, and they do receive international funding, and they're also funded by the provincial or the National Health Department. So I do believe that the funding will continue. Because it is much more expensive to treat all the HIV and TB cases that's going to happen if we don't have this program.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today. Have an amazing day further. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Stay well. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. And that was Wilma Pick. She is the Social Development Manager at VRCID. And basically, VRCID stands for the Voortrekker Corridor Improvement District. So if you want to know more, you can just go via the website. Just put in vrcid.org.za, or you can go to the tbhivcare.org.za's website and see a little bit more about what the Step Up project is all about and how successful it has been over these years. So right now, taking us to the news at 1 o'clock, is the Sounds by JM featuring Jason.